trying to pump gas prices down more. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Biden's doing today. He'll tout another release of oil from the strategic U.S. reserve, 15 million barrels, which completes the drawdown he already announced earlier this year.
Critics say this is going to be a drop in the bucket when you consider just how much oil is being used globally every single day. We're also waiting to find out if the president might announce a fuel export ban. The White House press secretary would not confirm that.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni.
The president could also detail how he plans to refresh the petroleum stockpile. This is very important because it is at its lowest point in nearly four decades.
The price of regular gas has dropped 7 cents the past week, but truckers and businesses keep paying more for diesel. AAA's national average, $5.32 a gallon for diesel, up 16 cents since last Wednesday. Inflation remains the top issue. Voters are concerned or extremely concerned about it in a new Fox poll. The number two issue for parents is what's being taught in schools. Abortion, the number six ranked issue for voters in that poll, but it's number one for many Democrats after the Supreme Court ruling allowed states to ban or restrict abortions.
If you care about the right to choose, then you got to vote. That's why in these midterm elections are so critical.
President Biden says if Democrats keep control of Congress, the first bill he wants to sign would codify a federal right for women to get abortions. The NBA season started last night, and before the Golden State Warriors beat the LA Lakers, at a ring ceremony celebrating last season's championship, Steph Curry said on TNT,
Brittany Griner's birthday is today. She's 32 years old. We want to continue to let her name be known.
Griner's the WNBA star who remains behind bars in Russia after being convicted of drug charges, given a 9-year sentence. The Biden administration is trying to work out a prisoner swap with Russia to free her and another jailed American, Paul Whelan. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
This is a first. A corporation admits wrongdoing in a terror case brought by the Justice Department.
French-based Lafarge, a cement maker, pleaded guilty to paying millions to terror groups, including ISIS, to maintain a plant in Syria. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said this is an important case.
Corporate crime regularly intersects with national security in areas like terrorist financing, sanctions evasion, and cybercrime.
U.S. Attorney Breon Peace said the company paid terrorists as they threatened Americans. It will get probation.
And will pay a total financial penalty of $777.78 million.
Deputy Attorney General Monaco said putting profit over people will not be tolerated. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Months after the FDA banned Juul e-cigarettes in an order that was put on hold by a court, allowing them to still be sold, other vaping products are under scrutiny.
The Justice Department, on behalf of the Food and Drug Administration, has filed for permanent injunctions against six e-cigarette makers: e-cig Crib, Soul Vapor, Super Vapes, Vapor Craft, Lucky's Vape and Smoke Shop, and Butt Out. All the companies had been warned they needed marketing authorization from the FDA. The feds say the companies have been ignoring that requirement, and their products are still on the market. It's illegal to sell or distribute e-cigarettes that the FDA has not authorized, and the companies may now see their products seized, or they could face hefty fines. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up nearly 100 points after a second day of big gains. In the baseball playoffs,
a drive to right center field, back near the wall, and gone.
Giancarlo Stanton and the New York Yankees beat Cleveland 5-1 on TBS to advance to face Houston in the American League Championship Series. The NLCS started last night. Philadelphia shut out San Diego. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.